Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're wrapping up hour one here of On the Block, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. I'm Austin Norman. To the text line we go to wrap up this hour. I want to shout out my dad here who came up with the words I was trying to get my brain to. But couldn't. Plausible deniability, right? Going back to the Alabama conversations that either, you know, happened or apparently didn't happen, that I still think happened. Not having the athletic director directly speak to the coach gives them both plausible deniability. That's the phrase, right? So, yeah, Lanning can honestly say he never spoke to Greg Byrne, and Greg Byrne can say he never spoke to Dan Lanning. Doesn't mean Greg Byrne didn't speak to an agent. Yep, that happens absolutely all the time. So thanks, Dad, for listening and helping me find my words. Really appreciate that. 89-85. Grayson Allen made his name by tripping people. No. Grayson Allen has become infamous for tripping people. But the first time America heard of Grayson Allen, he was actually winning the three-point shootout in high school. Oh, also, he won a high school dunk contest. So that's the first time. Okay, then he's kind of buried on Duke's bench till late in the year, and then he's the hero of the Final Four. Comes in, a little bit of a spark plug against Michigan State, has a putback dunk off a corner three, followed his own shot, slammed it back home, and then Grayson Allen won Duke that 2015 National Championship game. And that's at least a year, if not a couple years, before he tripped anyone. So, no, Grayson Allen made his name before he tripped people, but Grayson Allen also made himself more infamous by tripping people. It's not like Grayson Allen had never been heard of, and then he just started tripping people, and oh, that's all he's known for. Like Grayson Allen was an All-American, like, caliber player. Grayson Allen was a superstar. I mean, he was the next, you know, face of Duke that people wanted to punch since Christian Laettner. I mean, really? Maybe throw Kyle Singler in that mix, but I don't know. I don't recall nearly as much vitriol and hatred for Kyle Singler as there was for Grayson Allen, even before the trip. Right? Grayson Allen was a baller. Go look up that dude's college highlights. Oh, and maybe his NBA highlights while you're at it as well. He's been, you know, at the top of, if not leading, the NBA in three-point percentage basically all year long. It's him and Luke Kennard. Funny enough. 86-42 throws J.J. Redick out there. Yeah, that's a good one. It was Laettner, then it was Redick. Can't believe I skipped completely over that one. Yeah, it was Christian Laettner to J.J. Redick then a few years down the line. And then from Redick, I really think it's Grayson Allen that's next. Who, yes, deserves his fair share of the hate for tripping and has owned up to it and, you know, hasn't done it in the NBA. But also, just to say Grayson Allen made his name by tripping people, just...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Completely neglects history and everything that he did on the court before that. Insightful dude. Hurley has the most punchable face in college basketball. Ooh. Does he? I mean, it's up there. It's up there. I'm not willing to give him number one undisputed. I'm not, because there are some others. OG Les Lancaster, yes, Grayson Allen is still in the NBA, shooting like 44% from three this year for Phoenix, which you don't hear about, because when you hear about Phoenix, you hear about KD and Booker and Beal and how they're just kind of okay for all that star power. But Grayson Allen's definitely, you know, still in the NBA. Dan Hurley among coaches, definitely up there. Brad Underwood, honestly, I think falls in that category, potentially. And Gator says, Coleman Hawkins of Illinois is the most punchable face to me. Coleman Hawkins reminds me a little bit of, like, Ian Poulter, the actor, I think is his name. Bobby Hurley, too, insightful doodads. I feel like Dan Hurley's face is more punchable, but Bobby Hurley antagonized more than Dan has or does. I mean, Dan Hurley at the podium has said some really good stuff. He's been on point with his comments. Very online, very self-aware dude Dan Hurley is. We know Bobby Hurley, the instigator, from his days at Duke. His coaching reputation hasn't lived up to his playing reputation, and it's the exact opposite for Dan Hurley, who wasn't nearly the player his brother was, but has proven to be a more successful coach here at the college level. 23-12, I don't know if this is legit, if you're just throwing the obligatory Iowa jab in here, Fran McCaffrey. See, Fran's face gets red enough on its own. You know, Fran is occasionally self-aggrandizing, but not really. I don't see a lot of smugness in Fran McCaffrey. And when I think of a face of someone that we all love to hate, I think of a smirk. I think of a sly grin. I think of someone who acts so high and mighty, so far above you, they feel like they're untouchable, and no matter how many times they get brought low, they still put themselves up there. I don't necessarily see that with McCaffrey, but he is also the Iowa head coach, and if you're a Husker fan, I get that. Who are the college basketball villains in this day and age? How about that? Let's have that conversation in hour two of Old School. 2396, John Shire has a punchable face. Agree to disagree, but okay. Explain why John Shire has a punchable face, and I'll see if I can give you arguments more credence. So waiting on Jay Foreman, we'll see if he makes it in. If not, I'll carry you through Old School here on 93.7 The Ticket.